Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Marty Griffin. Lot to get to, man. Sometimes I just can't understand anything about what goes on in the world we live in. And that a grown man would murder a woman who was pregnant with his baby. I can't. There's no set of circumstances that allows me to wrap my arms around that sort of darkness and evil. I give up. I don't give up on us, because I see more greatness out there than I see anger and rage. But I can't. Major announcement, the arrest of this man who killed Carly Short of McKeesport. And we're going to get into that. But I also want to mention Charlie Moffitt, former Allegheny County police superintendent, former iconic figure in Pittsburgh Police Department, died early yesterday morning. He was a very unique figure. He was dynamic. He was engaging. He loved law enforcement. He told the truth. He worked hard. He was a great father. He came from a background of abject poverty and took great pride in his success and loved family, and spent many days after his retirement babysitting his grandchildren. Charlie was one of those guys, because I can be a huge pain in the ass. Charlie was one of those guys who acknowledged that, but also acknowledged that information was important, and we remained friends. I would text him up until probably a month ago. One of my good friends was supposed to have lunch with him Wednesday, and I texted him over on Friday and didn't hear back, and we find out he's dead. Charlie was a great one. A great one. We miss you, Charlie. The arrest of this monster, it's the only way to describe a man who would kill his unborn child and mother. I can't. But I think there's a bigger picture here and an opportunity to get a message out that we got to make a difference, that we have to care more, that we have to engage more. Brandon Short lost a daughter and a grandchild, and he joins me this morning. Brandon, good morning, sir. How are you holding up, man?
Hanging in there. And before we begin, Marta, I just want to thank you personally and everyone else that is involved with creating your show, you know, for bringing attention to the issue of just violence in general, and for all your support during, you know, this time. You know, for it really, like, there's so many things that have happened behind the scenes, and if it wasn't for you personally, this may not have happened. So thank you.
Hey, help me with something, my friend, and we are friends, and I would do anything for you. You're a great man, and you give a damn, which puts you so far ahead of most. What happened when you found this out? How did that go down, and how did you react, sir?
It's just hard to explain, because it's such a terrible nightmare, and it my family and I are living through. And that there's a sense of, you know, relief that we won't have to go through the rest of our lives not knowing what happened. There, you know, there's a sense of anger like this that, you know, to think about how senseless, you know, it was that this person took the life of my daughter, my granddaughter, for nothing, for whatever reason, it just didn't have to happen. There's so many mixed emotions, but as time, I've had a few days, you know, it's just relief that I don't have to live the rest of my life not knowing, like so many other people, you know, have to do.
Brandon, this happened where you grew up, quite frankly. This was your hometown. And this happened, this man who did this is the father of this child. Brandon, help me with something, because I can't grasp this. Who the hell? What kind of monster murders their unborn child, sir? Can you wrap your arms around that at all, sir?
Not at all. Not at all. It's that I know that women are more likely to be murdered when they're pregnant. You've seen it happen. There's violence against women, and that violence is heightened whenever women are carrying, you know, a child. But this is so senseless that man didn't want to be involved in that child's life. He didn't have to take hers. We didn't expect anything from him. He could have just left and disappeared. That's what we expected. And it just boggles my mind why someone would do that.
But we have to be clear. You had suspicion and inkling from the get-go, did you not, sir?
Of course. I mean, he was it's the primary suspect. I'm going to come out and say that because they've arrested the guy now as the baby's father. I mean, we're looking at him from the beginning because she wasn't involved in any crime syndicate. She was a good person. It's the only real motive out there. So they looked at him, and, you know, through, you know, the work of looking at phone records, and through the work of Allegheny County PD and McKeesport Police Department, there's a joint effort there. They put man hours in, and they figured it out.
Brandon, can you hang around for a few minutes?
Sure.
Brandon Short, we can make a difference here. I know it's almost become cliche, let's make a difference together, but we do. We do make a difference together. And Brandon has made a difference because he gives a damn. He never, ever, ever stopped. Ever. He wanted justice. He wanted truth. He wanted honesty. And he wanted some sort of peace of mind. Does this bring that to him? We'll ask him next. And what changes can we make to make a difference right here? Getting texts from folks in McKeesport. McKeesport strong. We support you, Brandon. We always love you here in McKeesport. Brandon Short joining me this morning. The murderer of his daughter, Carly, arrested. She died on September 25th. 5 months pregnant. She got a phone call. Went outside. There was one gunshot. She was dead. Pregnant. Brandon, what do you hope to take forward from this? Because I know this has been a significant change in your life, sir.
Yeah. I'm still in the process of trying to figure it out, but I mean, I owe it to my family and the people who like need me and depend on me to try to make something positive, you know, out of all this. You know, McKeesport is a really tough place. There's no doubt about it. And you and I have had numerous conversations about that. We're going to work to try to make a change there. But this crime is so much bigger because it wasn't about the environment. It cuts across socioeconomic, racial, cultural lines of a guy getting a girl pregnant and taking her life. And everyone can relate to that. Everyone can be fearful of their daughter getting pregnant by the wrong guy. And that's just, that's what happened to me and my family and Carly. He was, and I just want to figure out a way, whether it be the violence against women, you know, the gun epidemic, but we're going to push forward and make a positive impact because, you know, Carly's life wasn't lost in vain. Her my grandson's life, and his name was going to be Zach, was not in vain. Mm. So we're going to do something to make a positive impact. But in the near term, you know, I want to make sure I'm continuing to work with Allegheny County PD and McKeesport Police Department to get a conviction because this isn't done. No, justice has not been served. They got the guy. He's off the streets. Now they got to convict.
We put up a significant reward. You paid for billboards. There was a lot of frustration, anger, and angst because the public really didn't step up the way we would hope. However, I got to say this. If you read the minutiae of this report, this was good old-fashioned police work for folks who say cops don't care. They give a damn, don't they, Brandon?
Oh, man. But, like, the Eric Schlark was the lead detective on this and on the ground, and he's a real-life hero. And, like, he put in, like, worked 2 a.m., 3 a.m. I was on the phone with that guy, with him, and talking about how he was putting that case together. The team, they have done a tremendous job. And, like, those police, they protect us. Against monsters, and a lot of they're underappreciated, and they don't get enough support. But those people are heroes.
In fact, one of my friends who knows law enforcement says we never give up, and they don't. I think oftentimes we have been very hypercritical against police, and sometimes it's justified, and sometimes it's not. But we've got to tell the world that they do everything possible to solve these crimes, and without them, we're still talking about who's the killer of Carly Short. And you also made a significant point, which does not go unnoticed. One of the best out there, Ann, says he's right. The most dangerous time for a person involved in domestic violence is when they try to leave. The second is probably pregnancy. And Brandon, you also nailed it. This crosses racial lines, crosses economic lines. This is a very, very volatile, dangerous situation. And I'm guessing you weren't aware of the magnitude of it until your daughter was murdered, sir, right?
I just couldn't. I never thought her life was in danger. I mean, you see it, like, just to be frank, there are deadbeat dads out there everywhere.
Right.
And there are people that don't even acknowledge the existence of their child. And that's not okay. That's wrong. But I never fathomed that someone would do something like this. Just be a deadbeat. Don't show up. We don't need you. Just move on. We'll take care of the child. He's a psychopath. So that's all I can say. Like, that just, it's not rational.
Hey, Brandon, I know this is tough to answer today, but do you foresee a moment, a time where you'll be able to move on and heal, sir?
I don't know. Just the pain is so. I've talked to other people who've lost children, and they say the answer is no. They just learn how to manage in a new environment. And that's, I guess, that's what I'm going to have to do, is just learn how to manage with this pain, because it's never going to go away.
Brandon Short, appreciate your time this morning. I know it takes a lot to do this, and I appreciate your friendship and your integrity and your honesty and your compassion and your motivation to do the right thing. Thank you, sir. Anything you need, sir, you know where I'm at, Brandon. You're my man.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Talk to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.